May 8th was designated Bernardo de Galvez Day in Pensacola, where the Spanish general led a 61-day siege in 1781 to oust the British from Northwest Florida in what many call a key battle of the American Revolution. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has this look back.
After a ceremony downtown at St. Michael's Basilica, an entourage that included 24 residents of Macharavilla, Spain, Pensacola's sister city, were led by a color guard in period clothing the 3 blocks up Palafox to Fort George. They paused a couple of times along the route, once to the applause of students from nearby Episcopal Day School, before arriving at the fort.
As you're all aware, we are here to celebrate the victory of Don Bernardo de Galvez over English forces, the enemies of the American Revolution.
John Leroy of the local archaeological society served as master of ceremonies.
It was this very day, right here at Fort George, that the Battle of Pensacola came to an end. This is the day that our mayor, Ashton Hayward, has declared Galvez Day.
3 Pensacola area students wrote essays about the Battle of Pensacola. One by Brianna Leatherwood, who attends Pensacola High School, advanced to the State History Fair. She read an excerpt.
When writing of the Battle of Pensacola, George Washington wrote, "Of the success of the Spaniards in Florida, if their remaining posts fall, it will be a very important stroke, and in all probability, the operations there will have a favorable influence upon our affairs in your quarter. We also flatter ourselves that before this period, the kings of Spain may be greeted as allies of the United States."
Antonio Campos, the mayor of Macharavilla, touched on Galvez's stature in Pensacola, speaking through a translator.
The good thing is that important people never really die, and the proof of that is that we're all here today honoring Bernardo de Galvez so many years afterwards.
A reenactment of the Battle of Pensacola was held in 2012 in Macharavilla. A member of the Color Guard, Eric Thompson, who's called Enrique in Spain, was a participant.
"I was scheduled to be killed during the battle, but the sack of straw on which I was to fall was used by a dying Englishman for his comfortable demise on the hard cobblestones of the square. So I lived to fight another day, and here I am."
After the remarks, the entourage moved to the fort's bust of Galvez that overlooks Palafox for a wreath-laying ceremony. After the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner and the Marca Real, Spain's national anthem, the color guard rendered one final salute.
"Preparen las armas. Apunten fuego. Presenten las armas."
I was always told about Bernardo de Galvez, that we have an ancestor who fought, who was a great figure here in America.
Analia Galvez is a direct descendant of the general. She said while Galvez is honored as a hero in Pensacola, he's not that well known in Spain.
In Malaga, in the place where he was born, and thanks to our mayor, Antonio Campos, his figure is getting well known thanks to him. And now, little by little, everybody is knowing him.
What a leader, if you think about it. I mean, he was the governor of Louisiana, I believe, at 29. He came over here, pushed the British troops out so Spain could occupy Florida.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward said one of his challenges is melding the city's history with its movement into the 21st century.
Yes, of course, you want to celebrate history, but you also want to celebrate the future and build on the future. And the cool thing with technology now is you have all these historic apps that you can download and learn all about history. Because so many of us, you know, we want to make sure our kids focus on history, and all of us. None of us know everything.
The ceremonies at St. Michael's and Fort George were followed by a presentation at the T.T. Wentworth Museum and a trip to the landmark Floribama Bar. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.